Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, March 16th. Happy Missions Monday. Today we're going to talk about the missions of student ministry. This past weekend, our students came together with many faithful leaders and volunteers to learn about what it means to be gathered as the Church of God. I just want to say thank you to all the leaders, and also want to lift up a prayer to the Lord that He would continue to do His work in the lives of these teenagers, that they would know that they are fully loved, and as we're going to read in Romans 14, that they would experience the righteousness, peace, and joy that comes from the Holy Spirit. I don't know about you, but I could use a refresher in our memory verse. It's Romans 8, 1 and 2, and we're memorizing it in the English Standard Version. Some of the mental notes that I think about when I'm about to say this verse is that there is therefore, you hear the word there twice. Also, the word no comes up quickly. There is therefore, now, no. So now has the word no in it, and then no has the word no in it. Condemnation has the word no backwards twice, but I'm getting in the weeds there. Okay, here we go. Then there's in Christ Jesus twice in this phrasing. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Verse 2 talks about two different laws, the law of the Spirit of life, and then the law of sin and death. So two laws are at work, the law of the Spirit of life, that's right, and the law of sin and death. All right, let's see how we do. Romans 8, 1 and 2. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. And I would just encourage you today that if Satan is coming to condemn you, you can fight with God's word, reminding him that you find your righteousness in Christ. And as we seek to do God's will, we know that our righteousness is only through Jesus our Lord. Y'all, we are making our way through Romans. We're in Romans 14, starting in verse 13 today, and we're going to go through verse 18. It begins with asking the people to stop passing judgment. Ooh, that was a tough one for me. I think as I was studying this, I had just passed judgment on maybe like a teacher or a coach, and the Lord convicted me to shut my mouth. The next verse is interesting because it says, make up your mind. Let me see the exact words here. Instead, make up your mind not to put a stumbling block or obstacle in your brother's way. We've been learning a lot about how the Lord is at work through the Holy Spirit, but there is some aspect here of us making up our mind in concert with the God who fills us with His joy and peace and His Holy Spirit. This passage also talks about people who didn't eat certain things and others who felt free to eat them, and how we as believers should defer to our brother, because the kingdom of God isn't about eating. It's about righteousness and peace and joy, which comes through the Holy Spirit. Okay, let's read it together, starting in verse 13. Therefore, let us stop passing judgment on one another. Instead, make up your mind not to put stumbling blocks or obstacles in your brother's way. As one who is in the Lord Jesus, I am fully convinced that no food is unclean in itself. But if anyone regards something as unclean, then for him it is unclean. If your brother is distressed because of what you eat, you are no longer acting in love. Do not, by your eating, allow what you consider good to be spoken of as evil. for the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, because anyone who serves Christ in this way is pleasing to God and approved by men. And now our second passage is Psalm 65. There are themes here of praise for the Lord, forgiveness, the fact that God is in control over the wind, the waves, the mountains, and all creation. And there's a connect here with Jesus when he talks about power over nature in verse 7, how he stilled the roaring of the seas. I think about Jesus being in the bottom of that boat and the disciples being in distress when the seas were tumultuous, and they wake Jesus up. And what does he say to the storm? Be still. That's a good connect even with the first verse of this passage, which reads, "Praise awaits you, O God, in Zion." I looked this up on the internet, so take it for what you will, but I think this is what that verse is translated in Hebrew. For you, Lord, silence is praise. So as we begin, I'm going to read that first verse, and then I'm going to give you a moment of silence just to tune your heart to the Lord in reverent praise. Psalm 65, for the director of music, a psalm of David, a song. Praise awaits you, O God, in Zion. To you our vows will be fulfilled. O you who hear prayer, to you all men will come. When we were overwhelmed by sin, you forgave our transgressions. Blessed are those you choose and bring near to live in your courts. We are filled with the good things of your house, of your holy temple. You answer us with awesome deeds and righteousness. O God, our Savior, the hope of the ends of the earth and of all the farthest seas, who formed the mountains by your power, having armed yourself with strength, who stilled the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, and the turmoil of the nations. Those living far away fear your wonders. Where morning dawns and evening fades, you call forth songs of joy. You care for the land and water it. You enrich it abundantly. The streams of God are filled with water to provide the people with grain. For so you have ordained it. You drench its furrows and level its ridges. You soften it with showers and bless its crops. You crown the year with your bounty, and your carts overflow with abundance. The grasslands of the desert overflow. The hills are clothed with gladness. The meadows are covered with flocks, and the valleys are mantled with grain. They shout for joy and sing. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I hope that you have a marvelous Monday. Would you pray with me? Praise awaits you, Lord. For you, silence is praise. Lord, put a holy hush over us, over our lives, in our minds, as we seek to tune our mind to yours. Help us to make up our mind today to follow you, to not pass judgment on others. And would you fill us with all joy and peace as we hope in you? Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers. We lift them up to you. We lift our hearts to you. We ask for your watch care on our brothers and sisters whom we love. We come acknowledging our sin before you. None is righteous, no, not one. But in Jesus Christ, we can say, there is therefore now no condemnation, and we thank you. Our access to you, Lord Jesus, is such a gift that we can be in your presence and we can ask for anything according to your will. Thank you for calming the storm. Thank you for making the wind and the waves. Help us to continually put our eyes on you, whatever our circumstance might be today. We pray all this in the strong name of Jesus our Lord. Amen.